Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. And we want to invite you to attend the Days of 76 Rodeo, July 21st through the 27th in Deadwood, South Dakota. 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. Go to daysof76.com. Don't forget rodeo performances July 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, all at 7 p.m. It's a great one. Days of 76 Rodeo and Activities in Deadwood. That's July 21st through the 27th.
And did you hear that? Well, no. That was the sound of opportunity. It is like a steer in the night. It is elusive, but it is there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yes, Niobrara National Scenic River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Sky Designation, home of the Nebraskas. Oh, there's just too many things to visit. So I'm going to tell you to go to visitvalentine.com, and that will tell you 50 things to do or more in Cherry County. Visitvalentine.com.
So, Mike, what's on the agenda for today?
We have a very special treat. It's summertime. And, of course, Jim Thompson, a friend to all of us, is a big, big baseball fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, of course, a rodeo fan, too. But baseball was kind of his passion, especially when he was younger. And we've had requests for this special program, and Jim recorded it for us.
Yep.
So we have something for you today called Little Number 3 from Jim Thompson.
Actually performed by Jim.
I saw something very sad last night at a Little League game. A lonely little number 3 on the bench with his back to me, and his head down most of the time. He probably couldn't have hit the ball anyway. He was pretty little. He didn't look like the kind of a kid who'd be picked early when you're choosing sides, but he was there early, warming up and cheering with his friends. His dad came in about the second inning, and I heard little number 3 say, "Hey, we're doing bad, Dad, but I get to play in the sixth." This was a six-inning game, you see, and our guys are usually ahead by then, so the subs get to go in, you know, when they can't hurt anything. You know how it works, right? Anyway, last night was not this league leader's night, it seems. The team got behind 7-0 early, all on errors and bad attitude, and amidst his teammates throwing bats and helmets and complaining about the umpire not calling strikes fairly, little number 3 kept encouraging them and cheering and telling his dad, "I get to go in the sixth." Well, our guys rallied in the third with a run, added two more in the fourth, two more in the fifth, and when our team was ready to bat in the sixth, it was 7-5 and the momentum had changed. Patient number 3 kept asking, "Now, coach, can I bat now, huh?" "Not now, kid. Don't you know we're behind and we've got to have our good kids bat?" Bat they did, and they scored four more to go up 9-7. And now, "Coach, can I play in the outfield now? Can I, huh? I can't hurt anything there." What he didn't say was that he'd been there early in the 90-degree weather. His dad was right behind him, and he wanted to make his dad proud. "But after all, kid, we're only ahead by 2 runs, and we've got to stay in first place, and we will if only we win this game. You understand, don't you?" "Sure, coach." He didn't cry. You're not supposed to cry when you're 10, and you're littler than the other guys anyway, and you're trying to be accepted, especially if you're not a good player. So he sat on the bench and cheered as the last enemy batter struck out on 3 pitches, and he threw his glove in the air, and he exulted with his friends. They were the league champs, you see. They'd come from behind. They'd won. Or had they? Once more, we've enforced the philosophy that it's win, not how you play the game. And little number 3 has gone through another summer sitting on the bench, learning to be a spectator. All he really wanted was a chance, even the chance to strike out, to just try. But the peer pressure system won again, and as a result, we've lost again. Oh well, number 3, maybe next year. And then again, probably not.
Little number 3 by our friend Jim Thompson. Kim, what else do you have today on the program?
Oh, just a couple of funny little quotes I thought would be good to end the program with. A committee work is like a soft chair, easy to get into, but hard to get out of. And another one, if all the economists in the world were laid end to end, it would probably be a good thing.
That might be as well. If you have something to share, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And, of course, happy 4th of July, everybody, tomorrow from The Good Stuff.